Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Dambolian. What's going on, Rich?
What's up, man? How you doing? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy belated birthday. Your birthday was yesterday.
My birthday was yesterday.
You got a lot of love on the internet.
I did get a ton of love. I melted down, though.
Melted
down.
It's fine.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on Friday.
Yes.
It's a full 30-minute conversation about how I've melted down because I'm turning 30. I want to start doing some irrational things.
Oh, I love it. I'm here for it.
I'm going to start fighting.
Oh, is it that? Is it that bad?
It's getting there.
All right.
Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling. A lot to talk about here. Big week. It was a big weekend of wrestling. You know, generally, I try to skip the weekend when we do the show, but it was a humongous weekend of wrestling. I hope you put it in the notes. Yes, you did. Good job.
Yeah, very nice.
Producer.
Very nice.
Anything stand out to you?
Oh, a few things. So, the fact that you had a main event between Shota Umino and Jon Moxley, for me personally, as a
fan, you were into that.
Over the moon. The Young Bucks ending, also pretty fantastic. Really enjoyed it. I like where things are going in every direction. You know, I'm very happy with the state of pro wrestling. But, you know, we're positive guys.
We've
always been happy with the state of pro wrestling. Because guess what? It's pro wrestling. It's fiction. It's fantastic. You know?
I mean, not always. We haven't always been happy. What was our worst? Like, actually, in all the years that we've done this, right?
Yeah. Like, speak for yourself.
In all the years that we've done this, what would you say was the worst period?
That weird pre-AEW, pre-New Japan boom.
So like 2013. 2012. Well, we're kind of lucky. When we started the show, we started it right after the pipe bomb. And then I think like around 2013 when WWE was like, ugh. New Japan was heating up. And we got really into the New Japan stuff. Right. So we were covering a lot of that. Yeah. And then I can't remember like 2015 WWE covering that, and
we covered a lot of FCW. I remember that.
Early on.
Because it was only
before before NXT.
Because it was only available online, remember?
I don't remember getting any FCW, to be honest.
And it was like, we would watch the online, it was whatever the online show was, and we'd be like, yo, you see what they're doing with Husky Harris? And it was the original Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And then
that was so early.
And it was like the Enzo.
That's early NXT.
Was it?
Yeah.
With Enzo Rusev and
early NXT.
And Cass?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to cover that. We covered a lot of NXT because that was also like that dream period of NXT.
That was a fun period because it was you hadn't seen it, you know?
Right.
Like you hadn't seen a well-produced show on TV. And even though they were like in that small place, you know, it was still very well produced and it was different. They were able to do different stuff. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, it is a renaissance in wrestling. We even with all the criticism about AEW, they're still putting on probably the best matches that you'll probably see. Every year we have a match. Like, every month there's a match of the year contender.
Well, you know what drives me crazy about the AEW booking?
Do me a favor. Bring that up a little bit.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, you're just a little low.
Just like that.
You want to start screaming like me?
Should I? Screaming into the ether? These joints need to be tightened.
Yo, that's what Jess said about me.
That's the only...
Yesterday.
You got them loose-ass joints right now. I can hear you walking from across the room. The thing that drives me nuts is we're getting these dream matches, yet people...
Every month.
People take it upon themselves to complain.
Yeah, every month we're getting these dream matches. Yeah. And in both companies. I mean, yes. Really? I mean, listen, you know, is Cody versus AJ Styles in Lyon, France a dream match? I think for some...
The way, okay,
it was still fantastic. What did Dave give it? Dave gave it 5.
Yes,
you know what? Well deserved. Well deserved. I would say that is a fair. I thought that match was fantastic, and it's only 5 stars because the crowd made it that. But that's okay.
I'll give you my honest opinion. Me personally, not super. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah,
but not like, yo, I got to drop everything and watch this. As I was watching the pay per view, I'm like, yo, this is gonna be insane, and my excitement built during the show. And you know what? It delivered.
Yeah. Dude, listen, it generally always does. All these pay-per-views generally deliver.
Yeah.
For both companies. You know, even Impact, even TNA. Now, you know what's so messed up? I had to force myself to be trained to call it Impact. Okay?
Yeah.
And now I got to go back to TNA and I can't even do it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just not happening. I thought it was, you know, I think both companies are doing good. But, you know, last night's Raw, for example. We've had 2 shows already for WWE that were just purely tournaments.
Yeah.
This one, too, generally tournaments.
Yeah.
This is a very evident post-Vince.
Oh, yeah.
WWE. I mean, we say that all the time, but, like, these are the little nuances that I really like. That tournaments are back. Great. Wrestling is back. Great. Yeah,
exactly.
They're bleeding everywhere again.
Love it. Factions, tag teams, and tournaments.
So many factions.
Factions, tag teams, tournaments.
Now,
these are the things that Vince hates.
Factions, he doesn't like to call it a burrito.
Doesn't like to call it a burrito.
And hates sneezes.
Meat wrap?
It's a... And there's brunettes all over the show, which, you know, in hindsight now, Vince's selection... And how he treated that entire division is unbelievable.
Wild. But listen, we're getting good stuff, and I think this is the
great.
Start of it.
Yeah, it's great. You know, and look how the show starts off, right? Hot. I thought last night's show Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, yesterday. Last night's show.
Monday.
We'll start out great. Drew McIntyre comes out. He starts taunting Punk. He says that he'll eventually deal with Punk and Jey Uso, who stole his spot in the tournament. Damian Priest then came out and he tells Drew if he really wants the title shot, he'll get it. This is setting up Drew in, I guess, in Scotland, right? This is what this is going to set up with Damian.
Yeah.
So does Punk cost him?
Yes, absolutely.
He has to.
100%. 100%.
Man, he's going to be a heel in that country.
Punk gets... That's the interesting thing about Punk is like, you know, he knows. So him costing Drew that belt in Scotland... He's going to get booed out of the country.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. Or Drew wins.
In my wrestling fandom nerddom, I imagine you know how like Tony Khan has that book of like dream matches, right?
Yeah.
I imagine Triple H being like, "Oh, I'll show you my dream matches."
I don't know. Do you? I'm. That's a great question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know definitely Tony thinks that way. Tony's mm-hmm. like, "Oh, dude, I got to see this match."
Right.
When Hunter is booking, is Hunter thinking like, "Oh man, I'm gonna get such a tickle out of this."
I think I
want Yuji Nagata next time, you know, like does he do that? I don't know.
I think Hunter's always been a real cool guy. He's like a cool guy, right?
He's not going to show it.
I think he'll be giddy and then he'll go, okay, how do I get here? And then he'll do that, you know,
yeah.
He'll do not long-term booking, but that semi-long-term kind of like, you know, we need at least 3 or 4 steps to get here.
You're not going to see Blue Panther show up.
Right.
Because AJ mm-hmm. wants to wrestle Blue Panther.
But the stuff that WWE is doing right now is semi long term storytelling.
Yeah.
The stuff with Dominic, the stuff with Judgment Day, the stuff with Liv.
Very long term. Yeah. Very long term storytelling. Between Judgment Day, mm-hmm. like I said, between the entirety of Judgment Day, right? Yeah. Like from the beginning to now, and the Bloodline.
Bloodline. Also now incorporating the Bullet Club stuff because they're outwardly announcing it.
Yeah. Also, you know? The LWO now is getting involved with Judgment Day. So it is a lot of commingling happening. Listen, I thought last night's show was decent. It was a good show.
That's a great word.
Decent.
Commingling. Because that's like, not to bring up the Attitude Era, like the Ruthless Aggression Era, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right? Like that, like you had a lot of commingling of different talent, right? And then all of a sudden that went away. John Cena had no friends.
The most liked and biggest baby face in the company doesn't have one friend in that back.
Right. Like, no friends.
Maybe that's the story. Maybe the story is that, everybody's mm-hmm. gunning for that title. So when mm-hmm. you get that title, it's the curse.
Well, even Hogan had friends, right?
Hogan had no friends.
But I'm saying on TV.
They all turned on him.
Well, they all turned on him.
They all realized he's a piece of crap. And they turned on him. WWE Queen of the Ring quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. You had Io Sky defeating Shayna Baszler. Bronson Reed defeated Akira Tozawa. Also, King of the Ring quarterfinal. Gunther defeated Kofi Kingston. This was great.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun. For sure. Liv Morgan interrupts Lyra Valkyrie while she's being interviewed and ends up getting knocked out by Becky. So that's continuing. Mm-hmm. I think Liv needs to take the title from Becky. That'll be add greatness to the story. Maybe with the help of Judgment Day.
Yeah.
You know, you could do something like that. Lyra Valkyrie defeated Zoe Stark. Sami Zayn, Otis, Becky Lynch, Dakota Kai. So here's what happened here. Io and Kairi broke up the disarmor, causing a DQ. Lyra. Sorry, these names. Lyra tries to make the save.
How big is your font right now? Just make it bigger.
Do you see how I'm looking at
this? Yeah, just make it bigger. You can make it bigger. Control plus, man.
I got honestly, if I do this, I'm comfortable. If I do this, it's just all blending.
I think you need a monocle. I think you need a telescope. I think you need to sit further. I think you need to sit further back with a telescope.
You know what? I'm going to start mm-hmm. doing it that way.
Can we make this show as if we were like in an old-timey adventurers club?
Do you want to just put like stuff?
Yeah.
Artifacts?
Yeah, like artifacts and like from our adventures, you know, maybe like a hot air balloon or something behind us.
You know what? That's the next show.
A blunderbuss hanging behind
me. The next show that we do when we leave Fightful and mm-hmm. we go to another competitor,
mm-hmm.
we do the entire thing in a hot air balloon.
Oh, I'd love
that. We're just old-timey adventure. Oh, Rich and Andrew's old-timey adventures.
Perfect.
That'll debut on the TBS YouTube channel.
Sign me up, sir.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Sign me up, sir.
Fantastic. Where were we? Io and Kairi, they broke it up. She gets damage control came out. Liv makes a blindside attack on Becky. Just total chaos. This was interesting. Judgment Day. Number one contendership for the tag titles. Finn Balor and JD McDonagh mm-hmm. defeated the Creed brothers.
Yep.
And the Authors of Pain.
Yep.
And New Catch Republic.
Wow.
So it looks like they may want to put the titles on them.
New Catch Republic is such a great name.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
But they need the title.
Yes.
Like, I feel like they would benefit heavily if they had this title.
Hold it for a little bit. You know what? We've talked about this on all our programming. I wouldn't mind hot potatoing certain belts. And I think the tag team championships, to get more excitement on them, hot potato the shit out of them.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Like, I really, I don't mind if it's done in a good way that these teams are so freaking good,
yeah.
right? You got Judgment Day, you got the Creeds, you got New Kid. They're just all on the same level. Almost do it like how it was the Dudleys, the Hardys, Edge and Christian.
Exactly.
Acolytes.
I think was in there, Acolytes.
You know, you had, I mean, those teams had the titles, right?
But
it was the Dudleys, New Age Outlaw. I mean, actually, the Outlaws were a little before.
I think there was,
remember they broke them up and they did that wacky stuff.
And then they went to TNA.
And then they left in 2000.
The James Gang.
Stupid.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
VKM.
I enjoyed it. The Voodoo-Kin Mafia.
The Voodoo-Kin Mafia. If you had these guys go out there and put on these bangers every Raw, and you know every couple of weeks that title goes back and forth,
yeah.
I'm into that. I don't hate it.
Yeah,
you could have Kofi and Miz in there too. You know, you could just say like, listen, these are the best of the best.
You know what? I would love a hot potatoing and then culminating in some kind of like ladder match.
Great,
right?
Great,
because these are usually.
See, that's how Edge and Christian have to get back together.
For those of us who are just tuning into this brand new show, Andrew and I have an aversion to ladder matches. Don't want to see anybody get on a ladder. We're being very safe right now. I just want to see the ladder. But with these teams, I would not mind seeing these guys all in a big ladder match.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, like McDonough and Balor, like forget it. Like these guys were built for ladder matches. Even the Arthurs of Pain.
The Authors of Pain. I have their book. Remember that book that somebody sent us?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Authors of Pain book?
The Authors of Pain
book. It's just poems about pain.
These guys are B. Arthur's kids.
that's the story.
Don't quote me on that. I don't want that to show up on
Wrestling
like SportsKeeda.
Needs to run that. SportsKeeda needs to run that.
Richard Namboli to be on the Bell podcast says the Authors of Pain are B. Arthur's kids.
Dude, you know what? Someone please run that. I would pay for it. That would be my only planted story. Rich Stambolian of Mad Men podcast and Beyond the Bell says that the authors of Brand are B. Arthur's kids. Carlito attacked Pete Dunne to set up Judgment Day for the win here. Mm-hmm. And you also had Jey Uso, Ilja Dragunov. This was fascinating because they attempted to replicate Jey Uso's entrance from Lyon.
Yeah.
And the crowd got into it. They were into it with the lights. He also made a reference about the fireflies.
We can't talk today.
I'm dying.
Man.
I'm dying internally every second. A lot of people were upset about the finish.
That Ilja lost? I mean, he had to have, though.
I think I get why people wanted him to win because they want to see him and Gunther.
You know what it is? Okay. I think people are trained by that Vince booking where if this was the Vince style, his loss means he would be on main event perpetually. Right?
Yeah.
This is a different era. I don't think that loss hurts him.
I don't think that loss hurts
Fantastic
him at all. No.
Fantastic match.
I agree with you.
Great match. Jay gave him a lot. He gave Jay a lot. I think you're going to get a lot more Ilja in the future. And you know what? I think it's going to culminate in that Gunther match.
Yeah.
You know?
When they eventually do that.
When they eventually do it. I would like to see it for a belt.
Raw side semifinal matches for next week. Io Sky and Lyra Valkyrie. Valkyria. I keep saying Valkyrie. Valkyria.
Valkyria.
Gunther, Jey Uso.
Great.
Friday looks stacked. Look at this.
Nuts.
Carmelo Hayes, Randy Orton, Tama Tonga, LA Knight.
Great.
Jade Cargill, Nia Jax, Bianca Belair, Tiffany Stratton. This is an unbelievable match lineup.
That's going to be a good SmackDown.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good SmackDown.
I've found a new love and appreciation for Randy Orton.
I think he's coming around again to people.
It's always been there, but for some reason, I'm like, yo, that guy's nuts right now.
Yo, he got such an ovation in France last week.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, listen, this is all good stuff. Did you follow the QR code? Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
So the QR on Monday leads to picture files, including floppy disks labeled 5/16/24.
Oh, that's this coming Thursday.
It's this coming Thursday. This was the first time they acknowledged the QR code on TV also.
Yeah, McAfee was like, oh, it takes you to spooky places.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said something funny like that. It was a funny turn of phrase.
That's hysterical. Let's go into New Japan because that'll lead us into the AEW conversation
for
here.
For sure.
This was a stacked show. It was very long, a little too long.
It's always a long show, though.
Yeah.
I think they tried to do that New Japan booking, that Japanese booking with this show. Because this was in California, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MG, this was in California, right? Okay. House of Torture, Evil Jack Perry and Ren Narita defeated Chaos, Rocky Romero, Tomohiro Ishii, and the DKC. Rocky's putting a lot of time in, by the way.
Rocky's everywhere.
Rocky's everywhere. West Coast Wrecking Crew, Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs defeated Dirty Work.
I don't like that name.
Dirty Work?
No.
That's a good Jarrell. Name. Oh, Jarrell. Does it remind you of of our friend Jarrell Pearl?
Jarrell Pearl, yeah. Man,
whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I wonder if he's still doing stuff.
He disappeared, right?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
New Japan Strong Open Weight Tag Team Championships. Don't quote me on that either.
Jarrell Pearl is gone?
He disappeared? New Japan Strong Open Weight Tag Team Championship, Gorillas of Destiny, El Fantasma and Hikuleo defeated the Mighty Don't Kneel, Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste. Great.
Cool. And Hikuleo's gotten so much better.
Yeah, dude.
Holy moly. MJ, I'm putting you on the air. You watch this. He's so much better.
Yes, he is. He's like way better than he had been.
Thank
like,
you.
Like I would say in the last year.
Thank you for verifying what I said. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't put him on air though. He can't.
No.
We already have two strikes.
I know. We have two strikes already. Sean's going to ban us.
We got two strikes and three balls. Like, it's done.
It's a full count, dude.
We have the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Stephanie Vaquerre defeated Alex Windsor.
She's another one. She's very good.
Yeah. LIJ, Naito, and Tsuji defeated Bullet Club, Dave Finley, and Kenta. Yota Tsuji's awesome.
Been telling you guys this.
MG Geek says he will be the champ by 2026.
Yota Tsuji? That's a very safe bet. Champion by Wrestle Kingdom 2026?
I think they need it. They need to inject new blood into this. They got gutted. You know? Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi. Solid. Always good. It's always nice seeing Tanahashi wrestle.
In that match, it is slow as molasses, but it is so good.
Yeah.
Like, I think he found the right person to wrestle with, with all of his bad knees and joints.
Absolutely. To have a calm, relaxed
match. Nice, calm, relaxing match with Zack Sabre Jr. I can watch these two do these style matches all day.
If you're stiff and have problems, probably Zack Sabre Jr. stretching you is like going to the chiropractor.
It probably is. He probably feels good.
It probably feels real good if you're Tanahashi. New Japan World Television Championship, Jeff Cobb defeated Lance Archer. When is Jeff Cobb going to make an impact in AEW? I feel like he's one of the missing pieces of the puzzle.
They've brought him, and then he hasn't stayed.
Jefferson.
And then Lance also showed off his old look.
Yes.
He's back to his old look.
Jefferson Copperton will be with us in the Adventurers Club as well.
Jefferson Copperton will be in the Adventurers Club. Yeah.
Never Openweight Championship. Shingo Takagi defeated Yuya Uemura. Great. New Japan Strong Openweight Championship. No rope.
Yo.
They did this for a reason. Okay. No rope. Last man standing match. Gabe Kidd beat Eddie Kingston.
They beat the crap out of each other. This was a wild match.
Wild match. Gabe Kidd is... Gabe Kidd, I feel like he's really stepping into that boisterous gaijin role that New Japan has always been famous for. After the match, Jack Perry and the Young Bucks attacked Kingston. Kingston was already dead. He was done. Young Bucks cut a promo before dropping Eddie with the EVP. Great.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. So
great.
This is leading into obviously the match at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So will Jack Perry? I'm sorry. Will Eddie Kingston be in that match?
Yeah.
Because on Collision, the story was that Claudio is pissed at Danielson for like bringing him in. He's like, this guy injured you and you're putting him with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's something there.
I thought that was interesting how Claudio walked away from that promo.
Yeah.
You're not my friend anymore.
And then, Bruno.
It's me, Bruno.
Do you
creatures of the night?
The vampire master known as Bruno Sammartino.
That was you know what? Mm-hmm. He ran that gimmick once.
Yeah.
Once somewhere in the South.
It was in the South. It wasn't in the garden.
It's like, you're Italian? No. Aren't you guys vampires? No. That's wrong. That's a myth.
I lost my train of thought because I love vampires.
You know what he would do? He would take it, his gimmick. He would take a tomato, put his fangs on there, and suck the color out of the tomato.
Oh,
that was his gimmick.
Desaturate that tomato.
Yeah.
Do you think here's a segment that we've been working on? Ask Andrew. I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you think if this was back in the Bruno days, Claudio and Bruno would have sold out the Garden several times?
Oh, they would have been best of pals.
Yeah.
Best of pals.
Going from tagging and then facing each other.
Dissension.
And then tagging with each other.
Yeah.
You know? For like another.
Oh, their feud could be over like what region of Italy they're from.
Oh, yeah.
Claudio's like northern.
Well, he's Swiss. You think they'd make him Italian?
Well, he's Italian, Swiss.
I mean, he's just Swiss. I think he's 100% Swiss.
He is not Italian?
No.
At all?
No.
I need to fact check that.
I think fact check. MG, fact check this. Check it out. Is Claudio Castagnoli 100% Swiss?
Because that could be the dissension.
Do you like Swiss on your burgers?
I do like Swiss on my burgers.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. MG, do you like Swiss on your burgers? All right. Takes him so long to answer.
Yeah. It's the delay. His Neuralink is wacky. The connectors are loose.
I think he got a bum Neuralink. He got that Four Loko link.
Well, in the main event, let's talk about this one.
IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Jon Moxley defeated Shota Umino. This is arguably the longest term storytelling that New Japan has done in a million years. After the match, Evil and Ren Narita, House of Torture, attacked Moxley and Umino. Evil then challenged Moxley to a title match. Changed his mind, calling himself the real champion, and Mox would need to challenge him. Oh. They NWO'd Moxley.
They NWO'd Moxley. But you know what I'm hoping? That belt is done.
Do you think they're going to bring back the big belt?
I hope. Yeah, I hate this. I hate this little winged belt.
It was a weird experiment.
And they went back. Like, they brought it, and then they brought the other one, remember, for a little bit.
Didn't Okada show up with the other one?
Yeah.
For like a minute? Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man. Like, who would have thought that you would have seen Shooter and Moxley go at it in a main event?
Wild.
Good for Shooter.
Yeah, good for him. Very good. I enjoyed the show a lot. Now, this goes into Collision, right? Mm-hmm. Also, tomorrow, WBD Upfronts.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get some sort of update. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, as of right now, right, 11 a.m. Eastern on the 14th, I have nothing.
Yeah.
Everybody is radio silent.
Interesting.
For a while now.
Keeping it close to the chest.
Yeah. They may be announcing, actually, something tomorrow. A non-wrestling product for AEW. I don't know if that's a WBD announcement or that's an AEW announcement, but I think they're going to announce something.
Okay.
It's a one-off or a pilot or something. All right. AEW Collision. This is what we were talking about. Bryan Danielson and Claudio. They defeated Top Flight. I like these matches. You know, the pacing of these, it's interesting to me because this is a nice wrestling show.
Yes.
I enjoy this show.
All right, Nona.
It's a nice wrestling show.
These nice boys.
It's a nice boy. And that's all it is. Like, I see it as like a really fun wrestling show.
It's great. Yeah.
But that's it.
Go in there, no pretense, just good matches.
Yeah. Bryan Danielson, Claudio, Will Ospreay defeated Lee Moriarty.
That was great. That was a really good match.
That was a great match.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Schiavone announced that Willow would be defending the TBS Championship against Stardom star Tom Nakano. Tom Nakano. He played baseball, Tom Nakano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For who?
He played for the Cincinnati Reds. Great pitcher, Tom Nakano. Tam Nakano, Stardom Flashing Champions next Saturday ahead of Double or Nothing match with Mercedes. Brian Cage and Gates of Agony defeated Evan Rivers and the Voros Twins. Terrible name for a team. This was cool.
Yeah.
Dax Harwood, Tommy Billington. Now, this is not the son of Dynamite Kid. This is the nephew.
Who looks just like him.
Scary.
Those genetics.
Scary.
Yeah.
He is... I don't know if this is like tape study, because obviously you could tell that they were doing like an old school Bret Hart Dynamite Kid match.
Absolutely.
Right? And obviously Dax is all into this.
Yeah.
It's like fetish wrestling at this point for them. Anything Bret Hart related, it's become like their thing, right? This dude is so good, Tommy Billington. Really good.
Yeah.
His mannerisms, his body language, his face. He looks just like Dynamite Kid.
Moves like
prior to, you know, the steroids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of the steroids.
Looks like him, moves like him. It's really cool that he has the name, too. He's carrying the name on. Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington. I loved it. It was a nice, like, it was a modern nostalgia match, if you can.
A modern nostalgia match.
Yeah. And also, yo, Dax is awesome.
Dax is great.
I think he's wrestling
Okada. He gave him a lot. He gave him a ton.
Yeah. I think he's wrestling Okada this week.
Is he? Is it this week?
So, yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
MG, is it this week? It's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thunder Rosa defeated Robin Renegade. Adam Copeland defeats Kyle O'Reilly. I think Adam Copeland is having a renaissance where he's just going full bore with these guys.
I mean, it's good for Kyle O'Reilly to get these matches. You know, he's such a great wrestler.
It's good for anybody to wrestle Adam Copeland and Danielson. You know, like all your say what you want about like the influx of like these WWE guys, but it's good for the young guys to wrestle them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if you take a step back, you're effing wrestling Edge.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that is really cool if you think about it.
Who's been around for, since what, like 98?
On main TV.
On main TV, yeah. 1998, right? Yeah. And you get to wrestle this guy. Danielson, what main TV, what, like 2006, 2000?
Danielson, 2006. But Danielson, right? His legacy was, he was like the king of the indies,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
So here's a card for Double or Nothing, which, you know, a lot is riding on this pay-per-view, if you really think about it. This is a very unique time period for this company.
Yeah.
They have been cold. This is a chance for a nice shot in the arm. Willow versus Mercedes. This would be Mercedes' in-ring debut for the company. AEW World Championship, Swerve Strickland versus Christian Cage.
Great.
You know, I guess there's some story here with Nick Wayne.
But it came out
of nowhere.
I think this is a great opponent for Swerve, especially going into this with Swerve telling the story that he's all alone. That he worked hard and everybody's turned on him.
And Prince Nana's dead.
And Prince Nana dead?
I think so now.
He disappeared, just like Joel Pearl.
Jurl. The FBI's on the case.
Love it. No, what's the FBI? What's the equivalent of the FBI in Canada? The Mounties?
The Mounties. The Mounties are on the case.
The Mounties.
The Mounties.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body,
then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Yo. Huh. I enjoy it. I think this is going to be a great match. Imagine if Christian wins. A little hot potato again. We keep talking about these hot potatoes.
AEW International Championship, Roderick Strong, Will Ospreay. This is going to be a tremendous match.
Ospreay takes it.
Ospreay has to.
Yeah.
AEW Women's Championship, Tony Storm, Serena Deeb, and Anarchy in the Arena. The Elite, Okada, Jack Perry, and the Bucks versus Team AEW. It's Eddie Kingston, Bryan Danielson, and FTR. Great. As of right now. Want to do some questions?
Let's do some questions. We're going to get out of here in about 25 minutes, folks. So hit us up with your questions. If you want to super chat us, your question will be answered first. If not, that's cool. Listen, we ain't your dad. But I think we got a couple ready to go already. A lot of happy birthday wishes.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Obvious question. This is from Bob McGee. Obvious question. What do you expect to hear at the WBD upfronts tomorrow regarding AEW?
I don't know. That's a great question, Bob. I think if the deal is done or close to done, we're hearing it tomorrow. But I have not heard a thing since whenever the last time I spoke about this was.
Yeah,
there's zero. I haven't heard a thing. Yeah. So I mean, that most likely means that the conversation is amongst a small group of people at this point.
Right.
That's what it says to me. It's no longer speculating and everybody talking and early preliminary conversations. This is now deep in a conversation and nobody's talking.
Okay.
You don't want to jeopardize anything.
Right. Tight-lipped. Loose lips sink ships, as they say. This is from Ace Shock. Should WWE incorporate Becky's contract into the story with her and Liv?
Yeah, because Becky's contract is ending and she hasn't signed. Mm-hmm. They can. I think the bigger story here is that Liv, flirting with Judgment Day.
Yes.
That's really the story here. Mm-hmm. I don't think Becky, it's interesting, right? Like, when was that Becky moment? 7 years ago?
When she got punched.
Punched in the nose?
And then became
pre-pandemic.
The man.
So was it 2 years before the pandemic?
Boy, 2018? MG, what year was
Has
it?
Has to be.
MG, what year
2019.
Did... 2018. Wow.
Or 2018, one or the other.
It feels like it was a year ago.
2018 before Survivor Series.
Okay.
You gotta do something. I don't know what her character is now.
She's still the man. But I think she's crossed over into like that legendary status as a performer. Yeah. You know? Like, would you consider her a close to being an attraction at this point?
I think at times, yeah.
Right?
I think at times.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. This is a nice little quote from Big Man Dogs in reference to Vampire Bruno. He was Transylvanian.
Blah!
Oh, boy.
My nona would bring tomato.
Let's see what else we got here. This is a lot of that. I'm trying to go through this list real quick of questions. When is Double or Nothing?
2 weeks? 2 Sundays from now?
Yeah, that close to...
Yep. 26th.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I was thinking of the next one, duh.
The next one.
On the 25th, yeah. Yeah. 26th.
So, you know what I was thinking? I mean, what a great moment it would be that if they did almost like that NXT ending... that we used to get where Swerve wins the match with Christian and here comes MJF at the end.
Would love it.
I'd love to see something like that.
Or somebody in the audience.
And it gets you talking, you just ended it on a cliffhanger, which AEW really doesn't do.
Yeah, it becomes with, but I feel like there's a reason they don't do that, because it's what WWE does.
WWE hasn't done it either in a while. So
I'd like to see more of that stuff. I like the shocks and surprises. You know, I'm easy. I've always been an easy.
Yeah, you're easy for wrestling.
I'm so easy about that stuff. Hiron's Gaming. Do you know if Mark Henry is still with AEW? He was talking about working there on Busted Open, but it sounded like he wasn't there anymore.
I thought he was. I thought he was still there. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed it.
Maybe just didn't renew his contract. Because they haven't done that thing with him on Collision for a while, right? Or Rampage?
Yeah. I don't know.
This is from I Love Dogs. Hashtag Ask Matt Men. We'll accept it. You guys think Becky's leaving?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Why would she?
Why
would she leave?
Right. Yeah.
You know, she gets all the amenities. Like, she is a top star with a child that she, you know, she has the bus, she has the this, she has that. Why would you ever even think of leaving?
And a husband.
And a husband that's there.
Yeah.
That's on top of the world over there. Right. So
she's made. She's made. Maybe take some time off, not leave, you know?
Take some time off, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But if the question is, you know, can she go to AEW? I would be so shocked.
Oh my God! We got to come up with a hashtag for these guys.
The Beyonders.
Hashtag
Beyonders.
Hashtag Beyonders. If you want to ask a question, Hassan Albana asks, "Who replaces Eddie Kingston if he doesn't recover on the Good Guys team versus the Elite?"
I think it would have to be Claudio.
And Claudio turns.
And Claudio turns.
I wouldn't mind seeing heel Claudio.
Oh yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. That whole Blackpool Combat Club got a little schmudged.
Or Hangman. Hangman comes back.
Hangman would be great. Blackpool was, they were supposed to be like the predominant heel faction, and then all of a sudden, just,
because they're so likable, because they're so good. You
know, yeah. Let's see, what else have we got here? This is from Mod Revolve. Does TNT potentially losing the NBA rights help or hurt AEW? Negotiation.
That is such a good question. And I mean, listen, it would open up a ton of money, but it would also put a lot of pressure on the unique thing that people lose in the argument, right? Like they don't think of when they're talking about AEW's ratings and how it should be at a million is there is no other programming that does 52 weeks out of the year live programming.
Exactly.
Live. Multi-houred live programming. They do 5 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. So it is very valuable.
Yeah.
But, you know, NBA leaving, now your station goes from whatever number to whatever number drastically will play a part in your decision-making. I don't know. It's not like necessarily a good or a bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's no set indication either way. But I think if you have money available, you know, you're going to want to kind of counter this loss of a million plus whatever viewers for every NBA game. But that money is insane. NBC's paying $2.5 billion a year and they're not even A-level games.
Right.
That's crazy. They're going to have to make that money up. Turner doesn't have that reach.
Do you want to see the NBA back on NBC?
I definitely want to see the NBA back on NBC.
We quickly talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like we were looking at video packages from like, they gave you like classic, they gave you like almost classic WWE vignette packages going into the playoffs, which was awesome. And then we'll hear the return of Round Ball Rock. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Which hasn't been around for a while. Let's see. Thoughts? This is from A Shock. Thoughts on the charges being dropped on the Cash Wheeler case?
So was he not waving a gun out the window? Did they figure out that was not a gun?
The charges were dropped, so he could, you know. Yeah. Listen.
Who hasn't started screaming with a gun out the window on the highway?
I know, right? Where was he, in Florida?
Yeah.
I feel like that's par for the course.
Of course. That's how you pass the driving test there.
This is from I Love Dogs, hashtag Beyonders. What do you guys think Miss Irving will get in her next contract?
Yeah, people are into her.
She's awesome.
She's really awesome.
She's great.
She has a good wrestling IQ.
She does.
She's a wrestling fan.
Nice little moment with Lillian Garcia last night. She gets really into it. I like how she doesn't want to know the finish so she can have a natural reaction.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Like, she's a good example of
someone that gives a shit.
Yeah. Someone that gives a shit. She's a very good example of somebody that gives a shit, that works in the business, that is a crossover that new fans appreciate, but for some reason old heads and
appreciate as well. Yeah.
No, don't like her.
They don't like her.
A lot of folks come out and like, there's been like older wrestlers. I don't want to name names or anything, but like there's the online
she's
vitriol.
She's getting herself over that one.
There's online vitriol. What did Fink do? Poor woman.
What did Fink do? an ugly man, an ugly, tiny little bald man.
R.I.P. Fink.
With the fakest voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did Mean Gene do?
Oh, yeah.
Another one. He got himself over. You gotta stand out.
Yeah.
You know, or you have Tony Schimmel.
That's how you keep your job.
Tony Schimmel just mispronounced things. Mm-hmm. That was his gimmick.
I was worried that Lin Garcia was going to do that yesterday.
Just mispronounce everybody's name.
This is from Dylan Prada. Which one of you has the most comics?
Oh, Rich.
I have.
You want to see what I just got?
Yeah, please. Oh, yeah. 9.8. Ooh, yeah.
Look at this one.
9.8 Marvel Comics Presents number 76. Very nice. Still part of the Weapon X saga. Very good. The Weapon X stuff holds up, man.
Yeah.
This whole thing holds up. I read it like once a year.
It's so good.
Yeah. Very good.
No, Rich definitely has.
I have a lot of comics at home, but there are, I'm not going to name his name, but a gentleman last week DM'd me that he has 6 storage units full of long boxes.
Yeah. He messaged me too.
A lot. That's a lot of comics.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is another hashtag Beyonders. What Secret Wars event was your favorite? The original, 2, or Hickman? I really enjoyed the Hickman.
Hold on. I got Secret Wars there.
Hey, you got number 8.
Hold on.
Secret
War
number
Hold
8.
On. You guys want to see it?
Yeah. First appearance of the symbiote costume.
Right. I got this one.
Beautiful.
There it is.
9.6.
I got a 9.6. Nice. A viewer sent that to me.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Years ago.
This is from Henry Bears. Who's the next big free agent that's hitting the market?
It would have been Drew. Seth, right?
Mm.
When do those other contracts come up? Remember there was like another set of contracts?
You know, it's always fascinating. Okay, here's another Ask Andrew question.
Yeah.
How do people get this information? Because it's always fascinating.
People talk.
When it's like, so-and-so's contract is up. Like, how do you know?
I think you know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's a collective, right? Sometimes you know someone signed a 5-year contract,
mm-hmm.
right? They say it. Oh, he signed a 5-year contract. I signed another 5 years. So I signed another 3 years. Other ones are assumption. Right. And the other ones are people's contracts that are ending
mm-hmm.
that want to leak it and let people know that my contract is ending.
I'm available. Somebody give me a phone call.
Or Sean just asks them blatantly.
That's true.
When's your contract up? When's and they tell up? Them. That also happens. February.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't. You know who?
Fightful Select.
There you go. Yeah.
That's who.
You won't get in trouble by saying that, right? Like, if you were like, hey, when's your contract up? And you're like, I think November.
I don't think you get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble.
Yeah.
But if you say, like, I think November, Tony Khan, call me.
But you know, the other thing is a lot of these guys and girls have no idea when their contract is up.
Yeah.
Because of time off.
Right.
You know, you get banged up, you got a couple injuries
gotta make those
throughout that
up.
5 years. Yeah. All of a sudden, you realize you got another 2 years left on your contract.
Who? I forgot who it was.
Rey Mysterio?
That he had a perpetually, like, added months and months and months to his contract?
I think that was Rey. I think Rey had, like, 47 years added to his contract.
just willy-nilly adding shit to it.
I think it was Rey. No, mm-hmm. I think Rey was the one that had, he thought he was done, but he had, like, another year or so on his mm-hmm. contract. Tony could have done that to Punk.
Yeah, it's wild. WP Dougie 2180 asks, are we getting Mox versus Takeshita and Bullet Club Gold versus Death Triangle at Double or Nothing? Huh.
Oh, you know, I think Mox versus Takeshita.
Good match.
It would be a fantastic match. But you also have to think about Mox going into Forbidden Door as the champion.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's something you need to think about. You know, and he's going to Japan more, and I think he's, you know, he's obviously feuding with Evil.
That's the match, right? Now that's the match. Evil versus Mox at Forbidden Door.
No, I think they're doing that now, right? Yeah, I think they're doing that now. I don't want them to come back to that and do that match at Forbidden Door. That should not be the match for Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
You got to keep the standard a little higher for this show.
Not a fan of evil.
I'm not a fan of evil.
Did you not like his title run?
I actually, the spinning leg thing. I will tell you, that evil title run. I understand. Listen, pandemic screwed everything up. Really hurt me with New Japan.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it became an out of sight, out of mind product for me.
Yeah. You were very upset about that.
I also didn't like, what's his name as champion?
Naito?
Sonata.
Yeah, I think Sonata got a bum title run.
It didn't do it for me.
I liked him.
Dominion. Yeah.
Okay. When's Dominion? The early June.
Nobody could hear him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Evil versus Mox and Dominion in early June. Okay. June 9th. This is from LoveFro, hashtag Beyonders. A new final deletion type fight is coming up on TNA. Are you excited or has it played itself out?
No, I want to see it.
Always excited. Yeah. Always excited.
I like anything wacky that Matt does.
I want to see more. Again, we wish that it worked out in WWE. Also, I wanted more of it in AEW.
I want to see Rebby get very Queens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I want Rebby to like bring it back to Flushing. That's what I want Rebby to do.
Bring it back to Flushing. This is from Cadillac Carson, hashtag Ask Beyonders. This one's right up your alley.
Oh, great.
Can you show me Jerry Seinfeld cutting a promo on Hulk Hogan and George cutting a promo on Macho Man?
You got it. You know what?
I'll be the Hogan.
Okay.
What do you got to say for yourself, brother?
Okay, hold on. Jerry is cutting a promo on Hogan, mm-hmm. and George is cutting a promo on Macho. So I'm Jerry, right?
Yeah.
What do you got to say for yourself, brother?
Brother? I'm not even related. I don't have a brother. I have no siblings. I always wanted a brother.
What's this guy talking about, BG? I'll see you out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on. Jerry, this man, he thinks he's a macho.
I think that, like, the juxtaposition of George and Macho Man...
Would be hysterical. But Kramer would need to be the one that screwed it up. Like Kramer, Macho Man is at the deli counter.
Mm. He's like, I'll take a schmear. Is that a Gore-Tex jacket you're wearing?
And he bumps into him. He comes in all frantic, bumps in. Cream everywhere. He's all messed up. Coffee spills. And he blames George.
He's like, I'm going to see you at the garden.
I'm in the main. Jerry, I'm in the main event.
You need to do a callback of
independent match. Don't like this.
All right. This is from Big Man Dogs.
I do like my favorite macho is that he very aggressively and nervously on the Arsenio Hall show went, I'm not a racist.
Oh, the best.
I'm not a racist. I love everybody. But that was, listen, great message. Of course. I think that was the same interview. He was like, of course I cry.
Yeah. That's
the one.
I cry.
And he came out dressed like a cow. That was one of my favorite, right?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. Just half black, half white.
Whew, that cow print, man. I wish people drew. Why can't we dress like that?
Go to 42nd Street. You'll see a lot of people dressed like that again.
Invest money into like a wacky costume. Are we bringing the poofy shirts to Fightful?
Yeah, we'll do a poofy shirt episode.
Can we do a pirate episode?
We could do a pirate episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What do we call them? The balloon. What do we call that?
Oh, the Adventurers Club?
Yeah, the Adventurers Club.
You got it, Andrew.
Look. The sea.
The sea. We've made it. Unleash the troll. That's Mr. Gonzo.
Yeah. He goes down the thing. You know what? We're saving this for Matt Men.
All right, we're saving this for Matt Men. Sorry, guys. Tune into Matt Men every Friday. This is I Love Dogs, hashtag Beyonders. Hot take, Javon Evans will be the best wrestler in wrestling in 10 years.
Very good. I want to see what he.
Mm-hmm.
Javon Evans, best wrestler in 10 years. I
Takeshita.
I would love to. In 10 years?
Yeah.
Takeshita's not young.
Isn't he like 26?
No, Takeshita's like in his 30s.
I think you're wrong. I think Takeshita's not even
30. I think we have this conversation all the time. And I think I'm always habitually wrong on this.
Takeshita wrestler.
28.
Yeah. 28.
You're like, this guy's way old.
I thought he's in his late 30s.
This guy's way old, brother.
I'm an idiot.
Kyle Fletcher. That's another good one in 10 years.
Kyle Fletcher in 10 years could be...
Yo. Dominic Mysterio.
Yo, he's so good.
The GOAT.
He's so bad. He's not bad.
No, he's not.
But he's not great, but he's so good at not being great.
Dominic Mysterio, the GOAT.
Yeah, Javon Evans for sure. Definitely a lot of potential.
Let's see. Brian Knight, hashtag Ask Beyond the Belt. When Punk McIntyre happens, should it have blood?
I think so. Yeah. I think it should. And here's the thing, right, for WWE. Mm-hmm. If they do it, they make it mean something.
Yes.
To see CM Punk gushing blood everywhere, man, you know, it would kind of make you stop.
Yeah.
And like, wow, okay.
And then save that rematch for the Chicago return of CM Punk.
Yeah, whatever. You know, whatever.
Has there ever been a wrestling city that loves their guy as much as Chicago loves CM Punk?
Calgary loves Bret Hart.
In the modern era, though.
Yeah, we love the Brooklyn Brawler.
Love the Brooklyn Brawler.
I guess CM Punk is like, who's synonymous with like all the other states? You know, Jerry Lawler, Memphis, you know,
yeah.
He's a Tennessee dude. Ric Flair, actually, no, Ric Flair, North Carolina, Carolinas.
Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have to be him.
Freebird and Von Erichs in Texas, right?
Von Erichs in Texas.
Yeah.
MJF in Long Island.
Yeah. MJF. Okay. I would say Punk's pop in Chicago outweighs MJF's pop in Long Island.
It might be getting there. We'll see what happens if he shows up at Forbidden Door.
This is Paul Anthony Moss, hashtag Ask Beyond the Bell. If Adam Copeland keeps going to the dark side, so he can get his Alter Bridge song, Other Side, back for that.
Can he?
Probably.
I guess he can.
Probably got a good relationship.
Which theme song was that one?
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I think he used that once.
Did he?
Judgment Day, yeah.
Okay.
Do you think this is going into a spooky direction with Malachi?
Like Edge is now getting possessed by him and Christian has to be the one that saves him?
That's another question for you. Do you think Edge and Christian will happen again?
Yeah, they have to. It has to.
Yeah?
It has to.
Yeah, you think so?
To.
Okay. One has last to. Run.
Yeah.
Who are they going to wrestle, though? Everybody?
I'm going to tell you right now. The Bucks? You ready? Edge is getting poisoned.
Okay. He got the mist. He got misted. He's vibrating.
He's vibrating. They're like, talking Christian, up. You got to come in here and talk some sense into him. Uh-huh. He's like, it's like eyes are rolling back and thunder is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Gangrel comes with like a thing, like a blood thing to like feed him the blood.
Oh, Gangrel shows up.
And it doesn't work. He spits it out on Gangrel. He's like possessed.
Okay.
Christian comes in. It's almost like The Exorcist. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a scene out of The Exorcist. And he's like, I know what'll fix him.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, a chair? No. A table? No. A ladder? No. Brings out maple syrup.
Because
he's Canadian. Pours his mouth and it erases the the poison.
I like it. I'll give you that one.
Don't mess with my booking.
The other half, with the super chat, Swerve definitely on the West Coast gets that big pop.
Oh, yeah. Swerve, but, you know, Swerve gets... Seattle, yeah. Seattle, definitely Swerve gets a big pop, but he's not synonymous with
it. Edge and Christian versus FTR. Ooh, I'd love to see that.
Edge and Christian
versus
FTR.
Job. Yeah,
yeah, but dude, you could redo the entire thing. You could do... Mm. Listen, FTR could be in the role of the Dudleys.
Yeah,
for sure. Mick and Matt could be in the role of Matt and Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And you have Edge and Christian. And that, you know what? What a great last... year send off or whatever you want to do with those guys.
I would
guys.
Love it. I would love it.
Yeah.
Do they get the belts though?
I think that would be great.
Do they get all the belts?
I think that would be great.
Does Gangrel come back and they get the trios belt?
Can you believe that? We were into that.
Oh, it was
that
the best.
Lunatic. Like, oh, this guy's a vampire. Yeah. But he's like, he's an interview with the vampire vampire. He's an Anne Rice vampire.
He's a Lestat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting where we're both fans of like those pseudo spooky gimmicks.
I love them.
But if they're done right, it's great. Undertaker, done the greatest spooky gimmick of all time. Right?
You know what? I will say the Undertaker gimmick was Vince McMahon's greatest pro wrestling creation.
Absolutely.
Right? As far as a character, he didn't make Hulkamania. He didn't make the Macho Man. He didn't do any. He made the Undertaker, though.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he was like, what do you mean? I'm the man that took an undead cowboy and I made him the coolest attraction. Of course this booger man is a good idea.
Right, right. Boogeyman, fair, spooky character. They loved using him.
Atom Bomb.
Not a spooky guy. He's nuclear.
I mean, he's radioactive.
He's radioactive, yeah.
He's an Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
He got affected by the gamma rays.
I used to love Atom Bomb when I was a kid.
Me too.
Just like from 3 Mile Island.
Yeah.
I think, what happened to, what's his name? Mordecai. Mordecai didn't work out.
Okay. On Mad Men, this week, this Friday, we will make a list of what type of vampire these guys are and if they are a vampire. Because there's a lot of these that are not vampires.
MG, get on that.
Okay, put that in the notes. We're going to play a game. Are they a vampire? Or are they just spooky? There's an argument about all of them.
Malachi's spooky.
But can he be? Well, he has the power of possession.
He's got the mist, right?
Yeah.
I think he needs, like, more mist and or electricity. I think Damien Priest needs electricity.
Damien Priest needs to start shooting electricity.
Like, just something.
I'm gonna mess up the good run that WWE has. you know what? We need to reassign the midway Mortal Kombat finishers that they had in that game.
Yeah.
Like Shawn Michaels, what did he have? Like a super kick that knock your head off or whatever the hell it was. Undertaker would do the bolts like this.
Okay. So
we need all of that.
Here's a great Both he's a spooky
guy. We're gonna save this. No. We're gonna save this. We gotta save this.
But real quick before we wrap it up, I think we have a couple of minutes here and give us a couple of more good questions. PCO. The fact that this guy came out as a Frankenstein really did it for us for 2 effing years.
That's another one. Yeah. The dude came back as a Frankenstein.
And it was great. And everything. It was awesome. And he looked, they made him a Frankenstein. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. We've had a lot of Frankenstein monsters in wrestling.
There's been quite a few.
The Yeti. He was a Frankenstein monster type.
Arguably Big Show was also a Frankenstein.
The Big Show at times.
they could have really pulled the trigger on him being a Frankenstein.
I mean, listen, when him and the Yeti got Hogan and they did this.
Oh, yeah.
that fantastic.
Oh, side note, you know what I noticed?
Yeah.
Okay. I rewatched the Cody AJ Styles main event from Backlash, right?
Okay.
In France. I think Cody and Danielson are the only two baby faces that could now get away with the hulking up.
Cody and who else?
Danielson.
Yeah.
You Cody know hulked up and he was like,
rah, but rah, rah. That was like a fighting spirit New Japan fire up, you know?
I think it was a little Hogan too.
I liked to kick out at one. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. Like, the big kick out of one and you do the big Hulk up.
Yeah.
You could get so many people over with that.
Yeah.
Part of Hogan's allure is that.
Just
right?
Being like, no.
Think about what you look for in Hogan, right? He comes out, he does this, he puffs and he puffs, he rips the shirt, right? Okay. There's nothing wrestling that you look forward to except for the big boot and the leg drop.
And the hulking up. And
it's
the point.
Only
it's the
lower
point. It's this shit.
Body extremities. That we get excited for. Okay, he does the point, he does that. But the Hulk up is the big part.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cody needs to start huffing and puffing and doing
100%. Like
all of that.
Do you think he needs to do the point?
Oh yeah. 100%. The point is part of it.
Can I tell you? Can I share a little thing with you?
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
When you get enraged at home, that's what you do?
How many? I start doing this shit. That's getting nuts. I can't tell you how many t-shirts I ripped in half during the pandemic. While getting
loaded,
while me and my wife are just getting wasted, every day being the best bartenders on the planet. Like, I'd she every single time she would laugh, I would come out of the bedroom in like a beat up t-shirt and just be like, whoa. And she thought it was the funniest thing on the planet. I ruined a million.
My kids want to do it. Hunter wants to do it in the worst way. He's like, can I do it? I'm like, when the summer comes.
Yeah. You got to get him like a beat up t-shirt. So he's the best. It's a great feeling, too.
Yeah,
guys.
It's a fantastic
feeling. Just like walk into a room and rip your t-shirt open. It is.
Don't make any eye contact.
No.
Don't make any eye contact. Just go in there, just scream and just rip it and just walk away.
Pretend you're 85 Hogan, just ripping the shit out of your clothes.
Dude, we have one more question. Let's do one more.
All right. Ah, this is a good one. Let's do Hiron's Gaming here. Assuming Ospreay doesn't main event Wembley this year, who do you want to see face Swerve?
That's a great question. I mean, you could do Swerve and MJF again.
Yeah.
I don't want that title off of Swerve yet, but I think you got a tremendous moment with Will Ospreay winning that title.
Yeah.
You got something good there.
I really do think it's going to be Ospreay Okada at Wembley, just because that crowd has never seen that before. And it's going to be Swerve somebody else.
You're thinking Ospreay Okada at Wembley.
And I think Swerve MJF at Wembley. Have MJF...
You know what? I would be fine with that.
MJF headlines Wembley 2 years in a row? Great.
Okay. MJF Swerve, mm-hmm. or MJF Cole you could do. Yeah. If you don't want to keep him on Swerve,
like
and Swerve
undercard.
Could do something else.
Yeah.
You also have Nigel and
Danielson.
That's going to happen.
Honestly,
it was so blatant on Collision.
Yeah. Hangman Swerve could headline Wembley.
That's another great match that could headline.
These guys have beaten the crap out of each other across the planet. I would love to see that.
Yeah. All right. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right, guys. Thank you, everybody. This was a blast. We will be back. I will be back, actually. You could see me regularly on In the Weeds on Fightful and Fightful Overbooked.
Never been invited on that.
Never been invited to that.
Mm-hmm.
I do a 4 p.m. show with Garrett Gonzalez on Tuesdays.
Never been invited on
Never
that
Never been
one.
Invited for that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're live, pal, today. You can follow me on Twitter, get all that information. Of course, Matt Men Podcast on Friday. You have been invited to that.
Several times. I usually send my my proxy.
Yeah. And that's it, guys. We'll see you all next time. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladoC Health/whatsyourwhy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.